The Florida legislative session wrapped up last week as many were watching how budget issues, which was the main focus again this year, would end up. Sam Haar, Director of Governmental Affairs for the Florida Cattlemen's Association, said knowing that cuts had to be made, overall they were pretty happy with how it turned out for agriculture.
It's, you know, much less than what we've had in the past. Revenues are still declining. All the university systems were cut, and we're glad that University of Florida, IFAS program, where we depend on them for research, was not cut disproportionately. That was the House position early on, was to do that. They went ahead with the Senate position, so we felt very lucky there.
Hard said agriculture had three bills of importance passed and sent to the governor on Friday, which he will have to decide upon by this coming Friday.
One of them is House Bill 765 by Luis Garcia, having to do with the unlawful slaughter of horses and cattle, that increased the penalties for the illegal killing of either one. Another one was House Bill 981 by Representative Denise Grimsley. We had a big greenbelt issue in this bill that was taken care of. It had to do with if you put your property up for sale, where the property appraiser could come in and say your primary purpose was to sell the land and not use it for bona fide agriculture. The other bill we were very interested in and worked hard on, House Bill 7103 by the House Agriculture Committee, Representative Trudy Williams. A lot of stuff in this bill. One of the things we had in this bill was the Agricultural Land Acknowledgement Act, where if there was a development going on adjacent to an ongoing ag operation, the developer had to sign a waiver saying that he knew of the ag practices going on that property, on the adjacent property, and that he could not file suit for noise or odor or any other what they would consider a nuisance, that they actually moved to the nuisance. They knew there was a farm in place, and that has been a problem in the past when large developments do move into a farming area.
This bill also prohibits counties from charging agricultural lands for stormwater management fees and prohibits permits for fences. Art said overall it did a lot of things and now awaits the governor's signature. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.